So, Michael, I'll start with you. Where did the idea come from? I know that a lot of people at home have probably seen, various shows about the people that do the Christmas lights. And now I've personally never seen anything about the Halloween houses, although, and we've all grown up with them. And so where did that kind of germ of idea come from? And perhaps Meyer could speak to that as well.
I mean, this wasn't my idea. This was Meyer's idea, and he probably, I'll let you speak to that.
Yeah, it's I've always been fascinated by Halloween, in particular the degree that people go to decorate their houses and their neighborhoods, to go ahead and create a treat for their neighborhood. I got involved with Michael with Best Worst Movie and selling the movie. And I was in a meeting with the guys over at Chiller, and who loved the film and acquired the film. And then they said, "So, what's Michael working on next?" And I said, "I don't know." I said, "Well, how about an idea of doing? How about a movie about homemade haunted houses?" I said, "That's really cool." I said, "Great, okay." So then I went off and I called Michael and I said, "So, what do you think about this idea of doing a movie based on homemade haunted houses?" And he said, "I really like that." And it's like, oh, thank God. And that's essentially how it got started.
What? Now, so you come up with this idea, and I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands of people in all different states that do this kinds of stuff, and you zero in on three families in one neighborhood. And I'm just curious to know where that comes from. Do you go on message boards and find out who's, like, do you type in the best in America to find, how do you find your subjects? And I think it's interesting for any documentary, how you find the subjects and how does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, for this, we actually, right off the bat, we decided to make an announcement, a press release that said, this is the next documentary we're doing, these are the type of people we're looking for, and that announcement went to, traditional media and also haunted related websites and forums. And so we got a lot of coverage from that announcement. So we kind of cast a wide net first. And from that, we had, we encouraged people to go online and submit their haunt. And that submission was mainly a written submission that was kind of a balance of haunt related questions and also just kind of personal questions that were geared to kind of give us a little bit more insight into their personalities and the people. And from that, we had 600 submissions. And we had never, it was, in my mind, it was always, let's find the two or three. Like, I wasn't interested in defining a broad subculture or doing a kind of a broad snapshot kind of special. I wanted to find characters. And so from that submission process, we ended up thinking, okay, well, we've got to put some initial limiters on this. And originally, right off the bat, it was, let's look at geography. What makes the most sense? And East Coast not only has the perfect setting, and New England, the perfect setting for this type of story, just in terms of place, but we also noticed there was a good concentration of home haunts on the East Coast in New England, so much so that there was a great argument for looking closer to just New England. And from that, we ended up with our top 12 considerations, people that at this point, there was something compelling about what they were doing creatively, but also personally, like, there was a possibility for interesting characters. Victor wasn't on this list at this moment. He was a red. We had green, yellow, and red. And green were our top 12. Yellow was maybe, and red was like no way. And Victor was a red. And we like 2 days before we were going to do our little scouting trip, because a big part of this process for me in finding these people is patience, but really taking time to get to know them. So we thought, before we have cameras and everything, I just want to, let's go out and have lunch. Like, let's see a movie together. Let's whatever. Just, I want to be involved in like more of the mundane aspects of each individual's life, so you can really get a kind of clear picture of who they are. And so we set up the road trip. And 2 days before we left, I came across a picture of Victor's daughter, Catherine, standing next to a gigantic spider. And this was not a picture he submitted. He submitted a video, And but the picture just kind of took hold of me, and it was these a moment again where you're just like, wait a second, like, hold on, you know, this is, it just grabbed hold of me. And on the phone with Zach Carlson, he's like, well, let's look at our map again. And we had top, you know, we had our top 12, and Victor was within driving distance of our other considerations. And right off the bat, I was like, well, this would make him number 13. Like, that's a good sign. Like, this is, well, let's just, you know, let's add one more. Like, we can drive. It's close by. And we're like, what the hell? It's close enough. Let's go see him. And of course, you know, that's our entry point into the story. And right off the bat, the place, the setting, everything was like really encouraging. And then we got led to Manny, and then we got led to the Broders, both of which had, Manny had submitted, but same thing, really nothing stuck out. And the Broders didn't even submit. So it was all, you know, luck. It was.
Yeah. Now, Victor, I'm interested in, You've been doing this for a very long time, and you're kind of a professional at scaring people. And so I'm curious to know what scares you.
This haunt failing, the pro haunt failing? If this doesn't work, I'm very scared of what my wife might do to me. you know, haunted houses, they don't scare me. They thrill me. They engage me. And I think, you know, something awful happening to my family is probably a lot scarier. If it ever came down to my family or the haunt goes.
You know, it's funny. I think one of the biggest talking points coming out of this film and got a lot of laughs last night was your daughter and kind of how she plays with Barbies, but instead of playing with them, she decorates them in blood and rips their body parts off and stuff like that. She's really, really great. Is this something like, does she look at you and now say, this is what I want to do when I get older? I want to be part of this?
Sometimes and sometimes not. Right now she's young, so, you know, the amount of work that it takes, I think, kind of turns her off. But she certainly likes the creative process. And she likes to participate in the creative. So I get feedback from her. And then, you know, I also get some art from her as well. So she's got a great imagination, and I encourage that. And if later on in life she doesn't want to do this, she wants to do something else, I'm totally fine with it.
Now, I'm curious, and I'm always curious with this every time I see a documentary. I don't know if you had watched the film prior to last night, but what happens when you watch this now with an audience and all of a sudden your life is on display and there's many different versions of you in this film as we get closer to Halloween? What do you walk away? As the credits come up, do you say, oh, that statue was off to the left too much? I mean, is that the first thing on your mind? what hits you the most when you watch that film?
I think what hit me the most is what I put my family through, and even what I put my friends through after seeing me be such a drill sergeant with the building. I think I need to step back and really treat people a lot better. They're doing a lot for me, and you know, at one point in the film, I'm like, oh my God, I'm a jerk. So that's really what I took from it. To hear people laugh at some of the things that we were laughing at, and that was very thrilling. Sharing that experience with everybody and showing them what a great family I have and what great friends I have.
Now, Michael, this is a documentary where it's, I mean, you don't have a lot of room to move around. That house, Victor's, your house looked like it was pretty packed. I mean, how many people are with you? And what, I guess, what was the biggest challenge you faced in covering this and shooting it?
The biggest challenge, I think, the space was tight, like very, very narrow quarters. Almost all times it was two camera people, including myself, in any given location within the three haunts. So there were, in total, me, Katie, Jesse, Alex, and those were all shooting, depending on what event was kind of unfolding during that day. So space was tight. For me, the bigger challenge was time. This was a thing with, like, you know, I was always seeing, like, days go by, you know, falling off the calendar, and there was a small window. And we knew there was kind of a natural, you know, progression towards a climatic device or an ending, so to speak, with Halloween. And we knew that once Halloween was over, the whole landscape of this or the shape of the story is done. You know, it's changed. And so it was constantly like trying to not only keep up with the pace of their, you know, normal everyday lives, but making sure that we were covering, you know, everything we could between the three haunters within a window that was just getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Now, Victor, I know we kind of leave off and you're venturing into the world of professional haunts, and I imagine this was shot last year, and this is probably, I guess this is your professional haunt is coming up, I imagine, at Halloween. And so is that where you're at now and you're getting ready for that?
Yep, we're opening up this Friday coming up, and it's incredibly exciting. And this is like a dream. I can't believe it's happening. It's a huge step for us. It's a huge step for my family. They're taking the risk with me, and it is a huge risk. It's not just a matter of you know, hey, let's do this, and I get my as a side job. It's not. It's something that you work on all year. It's a full-time job. It's absolutely full-time. And if it fails, I might be in a lot of trouble. But, you know, my family's behind me 100%. And I don't see it failing. I have a good feeling about it. I've put as much effort into it as I possibly could. My friends have all helped out. And with the amount of effort that we've put into this, I don't imagine that we'll be falling on our face.
Yeah, I think we'll make sure we get some people down there. Don't worry about that. The American screen premieres on the Chiller Network October 28th, and I think it's going to be in select theaters as well. So go watch it. Thank you very much.